Hi, Audio Boo. It's Jenny Newman here. I'm reporting here today because I got a product which may be of use to anyone if anyone wants to purchase one of their own in the future. I got a Braille note here. As you can now do 10-minute boos, I think, I'm able to do a full demonstration of the product. Okay, now, Braille Note is crossed between a brailler and a standard computer. So, I'm going to turn it on in a sec, but first I'm going to show you what it has so that you can just see for yourself. So, like I say, it's a bit like a normal brailler and a proper computer. It has 9 keys actually. It has a back button, which, if you make a mistake, for example, you can go back a word or a letter. And also, when you're going through a list and you want to step back through the list, you press the back button here. That is on the far left. That is on the far left of the keyboard. Next to that, moving from left to right, you get the Braille dot three, which is same as a standard Perkins, and then you get your Braille dot two, Braille dot one, and then next between the Braille dot one and dot four, is the space bar, and that could be used also for stepping forward through the list or item in a list. Then obviously you have your dots 4, 5 and 6 before you have the enter key. Moving down from the keyboard, you have a row of cursor keys. Now, these are quite interesting because if you make a mistake or you want to add something before a letter or anything like that, you have to press one of them cursor keys. So say if you wanted to add something before, I don't know, today I went to, and then you wanted to put one after the word to, you know, the lower F, which is to, T-O, then, you know, you put your cursor, well, one of your cursor keys, right at the end of the letter, the lower F. And it's like having an extra two dots. And then, obviously, you have your Braille display, where if you have Braille, pins come up, Braille pins come up, and they're representing Braille dots. Right at the bottom, below the casing, is what we call a set of four thumb keys. Now, they activate the same as the space bar, two of them. The far left thumb key exits current operation, what you're working on, what you're doing, that sort of thing. Next to that, you have your key to step backwards through a list. And then you have one to step forward through an item or a list. And then you have one to jump straight to the item. Now, my Braille note is in a Braille note case because you know, just to protect it from any accidents or anything like that. I had to get a new battery placed on it last year because it was going a bit funny. Whenever I put it on charge, it used to say AC adapter on, AC adapter off. That's not what you want it to happen. And in the end, it just went so flat, and then I had to get a new battery for it. Now, the rectangular switch, in case you're wondering why it's raised, is your on-off switch. And then above that, if you can feel it, you might have to dig your nail in or use something sharp, or if you're clever enough like me, you can just put your whole finger in it. And this is to reset the Braille notes. So if there's something wrong with the Braille notes, you can just reset it if it goes a bit funny or does something you don't like. Then you have your two speakers, which I don't use very often. Oh, in case you're wondering what that noise was, that's the record button as well. I just stopped it now. Yes. So anyway. And then moving along to the other side. Well, wait, this is for anyone who doesn't know. This place, at the right-hand side of your Braille note, is where you can insert a memory card for it. And then you have two memory stick ports as well, and as well as a little square notch for your, excuse me, had a bit of a cough then. For your memory port, for your cable, everything. And then the rounded socket on the top left-hand corner is the AC adapter socket. Now, who's ready for me to switch it on? By the way, this is for anyone who hasn't heard of a Braille note. What I got is a one from a company called Humanware, and that's the first Braille note from them. There's different generations of them. There's the Braille Note Empower BT, which I've got now. There's the one I got in college, which is Braille Note Apex. I think there's another type of Braille note, I don't know. Yes, so anyway. Now, let me switch it on now. Okay, and you'll hear it speak.
Main menu.
Yeah, it's saying main menu. Alright, I'm just going to stop my phone set because I need to use two hands. Now, the options, if you step through the options on the Braille note, you have
word processor, letter, address list, email, internet, media center, book reader, scientific calculator, database manager, games, file manager, utilities, terminal for screen reader, remote synthesizer, keyboard learn. For information, press space with A.
As you can see, I'm pressing space through these options.
For the options menu, press space with O anywhere.
That takes you to the options menu.
End of menu.
Okay, and then the end of menu.
Main menu.
So I went back to the main menu. And then, say if I wanted to go to the database, you press space.
Planner, address, email, internet, media set, book reader, scientific database manager.
And then press enter.
Database to use, press enter for CD catalog.
It's got one default. Or, another way you can do it, let me go back to the main menu, is to press D for database.
Database to use, press enter for CD catalog.
And instead of saying database menu, it says database to use, it jumps straight to it. Also, you can play a game on the Braille notes. You can do loads of things, in fact. You can play games on it. The games I got are pretty rubbish. In fact, I'm going to play you some music, so let me just pause it. Right, I'm back now. Yes. So, yes. You can play music by pressing M twice.
Media file to play. Press enter for 01. John Cepeda. Just another day.mp3.
And then press enter. And you should get a song. Let's switch this off before I start pouting. I'm gonna go for the list of available. Alright, quiet. Right, thank you. Right, I'm gonna go through all the list of available songs. I'm sorry my boo's a little bit rambly, but you know how eager I am to show you my product. So sorry this is a bit of a rambly one. Yes. So, I'm going to show you the available options of songs. Takes a long time because it's on a memory stick.
List of media files.
So, here we go.
01 back in time.mp3.
We have to go back in time.
01 Alito.mp3. 01 I am not a robot.mp3. 01 lightning.mp3. 01
they're all
Africa.mp3.
They're all, MP3 format, by the way.
01, John Cepeda, just another day. MP3.
Which is what you heard.
0, to run for your life. MP3. 0, to your device. MP3. 03, more than a feeling. MP3. 03, the wanted, lose my mind. 03, wise man. 06, alone. MP3. 08, Hermes house band. Country roads. File 2012, slipping through my fingers. MP3.
That's by ABBA.
14, Foreigner. I want to know what love is. MP3. 19, love is all around. 201, culture club. Karma chameleon. 218, Madonna. Celebration. M50, United Nations. Out of touch. M, Alexandra Burke. Bad boys. Feet break the night with color. MP3. Coldplay. Paradise. Coldplay. The forest park. Dido. No freedom. 20th Europe. The final countdown. MP. Florida. Good feeling. JLS. Love you more. M. Katy Perry. Teenage Dream. M. Leona Lewis. I got you. Promise me. MP3. Somebody that I used to know. MP3. The other side of the world. MP. The wanted. Warzone. MP3. No more items.
So there you go. I'm going to show you now how I insert my memory stick.
Please wait.
I'm taking it out now.
Hard disk removed.
So it's like a normal pen drive, really. So what you do is you're going to move my phone over there so I can you can all hear my clicking.
Exit. Main menu.
Oh, be quiet. Quiet. Right. Now. You insert your memory stick. Make sure, let me tell you this, make sure it's exactly the right way. Don't try and force it if it's not the right way. So, I'm going to pop it in now.
Hard disk ready.
Yeah, it recognises it straight away. Okay, so I'm going to take it out again.
Please wait. Hard disk removed.
Okay.
Exit. Main menu.
Oh, go away. Right. Right, so that's my demonstration of my Braille Note Empower BT that I've got. So, if anyone wants any more information about it, you know, please let me know. Please don't hesitate to let me know. And I'll answer you as best I could. But, you know, I can't promise I'll know everything. So, yeah, like I say, sorry this has been a bit of a rambly boo, but I wanted to show you everything and anything. Anything and everything about the Braille notes and how it works and all detail about, you know, what I can do on it. I'm going to plug the adapter in now. I'm going to show you how I do that.
AC adapter on.
There you go. Okay, so, yeah, so if anyone wants more information about my product, then please let me know. Okay, so I will catch you very soon. Goodbye.